At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, you may notice again, it is a John-only episode. Olivia and I had a little bit of a schedule conflict. She just got home from her camping trip, and my wife and I actually had a concert to go to tonight. We went and saw a band called Taking Back Sunday with another band that I love called Coheed and Cambria. And it is currently 12:10 in the morning. So, even though we had the scheduling conflict, definitely want to make sure that we're not missing the episode. So please bear with me if I'm coming through with a little late night energy. But it is, you know, technically early morning. So going to rock out a case for you. I found this one to be very, very interesting. It just happened, and it is a little shocking at how brazen this person is. So we'll break it down a little bit more as we get into the story. But again, hope all of y'all had a great week. And I do promise, I feel like I've been saying it a lot, but Olivia will be back with us next week, business as usual. She does have some more travel coming up, I believe, in like towards the end of September. But we're going to get back into that regular groove while she's here. So thank you for bearing with us. I know, you know, if you're somebody who listens to this podcast and you really like Olivia and I doing these things together, I am in that club as well. So I really appreciate you hanging in with me while we do some of these solo episodes, just to make sure again that, you know, we're not missing them, because I love putting the content out there. I love hearing what you think about the cases. I want to make sure that we get it out, because, you know, the listeners are the most important part. So again, thank you for the patience and hanging in there with us. Hope y'all are having a great week. Hope it's been a good one for you. So we'll quit the gabby-gabby, get to the stabby-stabby. Let's break it on down. For this week's Short on Time case, we're headed to Jefferson County, Illinois. On the night of September 1st, so just a few days ago, local police received a report of a potential slaying. The caller shared that he had spoken to a suspect and had gotten a, quote, strong indication that a murder had taken place. The suspect's name was provided to police along with a description of the vehicle, a gray 2007 Ford Escape. Officers immediately began searching for the vehicle involved in the report, and shortly after 9 p.m., an officer spotted the car and began to follow it from a distance, waiting for backup to arrive. Eventually, a felony stop would be done, and when investigators approached the vehicle, they were shocked at what they found. In the driver's seat was 51-year-old John Finney, but occupying the hatchback area was the body of a deceased woman. She would later be identified as 42-year-old Amy Finney, John's wife. However, it did not seem as she had been murdered inside the vehicle, so investigators secured a search warrant for the Finney home. Now, evidence gathered at the residence indicated that a domestic dispute had taken place, and at some point during the argument, John had shot his wife. He then loaded Amy's body into his car, driving around for hours with her lifeless body inside the vehicle. Authorities also learned that the couple hadn't actually been married that long, but they did have a history of domestic violence disputes. John Finney was taken to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. He was questioned and eventually charged with the first-degree murder of his wife. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for September 10, 2025, and a petition to deny his pretrial release has already been filed. Now, this story is definitely bizarre, so I am going to make sure to keep an eye out for any updates. But just as a reminder, if you're listening to this and you're experiencing domestic abuse, just know that help is available. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. Again, that's 800-799-7233. You can also text the word BEGIN, that's B-E-G-I-N, to 88788. Again, that's the word BEGIN, B-E-G-I-N, to 88788. And just know that there are resources available to you. But that's this week's case, and let's go ahead and jump into initial thoughts. So, as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, I went to a concert tonight with my wife, and I had absolutely the best time. I mean, my mother-in-law was nice enough to come and watch the kid and take her to gymnastics so that my wife and I could go to this concert and just have a good time. Like, my wife is my best friend in a whole lot of ways, and I cannot imagine ever getting so angry that I would physically hurt her, let alone kill her, right? So these kind of cases always kind of blow my mind. And I know that, you know, not everybody is wired like me, right? People have anger issues, you know, all sorts of things that kind of factor into who they are and what role they play in a relationship. But anytime we do a case like this, you know, I know Olivia is not here, but I have to kind of echo her thing, like, right, just break up, separate, right? You don't have to kill each other. So to think that, you know, Amy and John got into this fight and she lost her life, and then she's just being chauffeured around, it's just odd and strange. And again, I just can't imagine, you know, ever hurting my spouse, you know. So it just, something doesn't sit right. It seems like there's a level of mental illness. I mean, somebody who is not suffering from mental illness wouldn't just be like, well, let me put her body in the car and just drive around with it for hours. So, you know, there's definitely some more stuff going on under the surface, especially with him having a history of domestic violence. I'm going to be very, very interested to find out what plays out and what further information that we get, because I need to know what happened in the house that night. That's really what I'm hoping to get. So I think from a deadbolt test perspective, for me, I would probably put this about an 8. And again, I've talked about it before. You know, if you listen to this podcast, I know I get repetitive with some of my ratings and the reasons. But again, I think that's just because some things get under my skin in certain kind of ways. But for me, this would be an 8 just because when you marry somebody, like, that's the person that you're supposed to trust, right? Like, that's your go-to, that's your rock. And to think that you would marry somebody who is capable of taking your life. Unfortunately, we see it a lot, but, you know, it's scary. And I think it just goes to show that you never really know the person, right? You try your best and you hope that you do. And you hope that inside they present the way that they do outside, but you just never can truly tell what's inside of a person. And in some cases, you know, especially a case like Amy's, you end up losing your life. And then you think about Amy's family, right? Like, parents lost a daughter. You know, I don't know much just because they haven't really released a whole lot, but, you know, if she had any siblings, now their sibling is gone, right? So this is one of those things that we've talked about before where, yes, it's a case where a husband has murdered a wife, but that also ripples out and affects so many people. So for me, again, I'm going to put this at an 8, but as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Amy Finney fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, please come and hang out with us. We would love to have the opportunity to spend some time with you, get to know you, and just have you be part of our wonderful community. So if you would like to join that Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. And speaking of the Facebook group, I actually was thinking that I wanted to compile a birthday club, right? Which I know kind of sounds silly, but we have so many amazing people that I would love to be able to give them shout outs in our community for their birthdays and help them celebrate. Just to be 100% honest, I'm going to need some help. I might need somebody in the group who would want to help facilitate, maybe keep, you know, a spreadsheet and be responsible for sending out those alerts. So if you are interested in helping out with that, definitely feel free to reach out to us. You can email us at contact@checkthelockspod. Again, you can send me a message, anything like that. I'd be more than happy to reach out and be very, very appreciative of any help. So if you're interested, drop that line. We would definitely love to be able to celebrate the people who make our community so awesome. And as always, if you want to financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/CheckTheLocks. Get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, help us keep the lights on, that's patreon.com/CheckTheLocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. So if you're listening and you're encouraging others to do so, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case. Again, I do promise Olivia will be back with us on Monday. But please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. Make sure y'all are staying safe out there.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.